SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the federal government considers whether or not to challenge US tariffs at the World Trade Organization, a close call in the Polish election, and in football, Joe Montemurro appointed as the new Matildas coach. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunil Awosti. The federal government is considering whether to challenge the United States at the World Trade Organization over Donald Trump's steel and aluminium tariffs. The US president has announced a plan to double tariffs on foreign steel and aluminium imports to 50%, starting on Wednesday. Australian goods are already subject to a 10% baseline tariff. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is expected to meet Mr. Trump on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Canada later this month. He says he will be making Australia's position very clear through a variety of channels.
This is an act of economic self-harm by the United States. It will increase the cost for consumers in the United States. Because it is supplied across the board, what it will do is not create any comparative advantage or disadvantage for Australia compared with other countries that export into the United States. It is an inappropriate action by the Trump administration.
The federal government is being urged again to consider using targeted sanctions against Israel over its actions in blocking aid in Gaza. Labor Party MP Ed Husic has been joined by former Labor Foreign Ministers Gareth Evans and Bob Carr in calling for Australia to join the UK, France and Canada in signalling the use of targeted sanctions if Israel fails to stop the renewed military offensive and lift all of the restrictions on aid. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has so far rejected the calls, saying he is focused on peace and security for both Israelis and Palestinians rather than soundbites. Mr. Husic has also urged the federal government to consider backing Palestinian statehood at a UN conference on a two-state solution to be held in New York later this month. Activist Reem Borrows from Palestine Australia Relief and Action has told SBS Arabic much stronger intervention is needed from the Australian government.
The responsibility is on the globe, Australia included, to finish this with justice, freedom for all. The first step is to stop what's happening in Gaza. That's the first step. But not only to treat the symptom. This is what we've got to be very careful of.
The federal opposition is accusing social media giant TikTok of trying to bully Australia on the issue of social media age restrictions. The laws passed during the last federal parliament, putting in place a ban for those aged under 16 from using platforms like Instagram, Facebook and TikTok, comes into force in December. TikTok last week bought 4.5 pages of national newspaper advertising challenging the government on the issue. But senior opposition frontbencher James Patterson has told the Nine Network that TikTok, unlike some other platforms, has no educational value and kids need to be protected from some of the content on it.
It's really important that the Prime Minister doesn't back down here, because TikTok is not a safe place for children, and surely every parent who's seen the effects of these social media platforms would understand and agree with that. There is no educational content on TikTok, and that is not what kids are getting from TikTok. It's a lot of other stuff, frankly, that's not appropriate for them and their age. So I really hope the Prime Minister shows some strength here, doesn't back down to this attempted bullying campaign from TikTok, and make sure that children are protected from what is a really harmful platform.
The Business Council of Australia has called on the federal government to have a focus on supporting innovation in its strategy to regulate artificial intelligence. In a new report, the group warns against overregulation, saying the country has vast land resources that could be used for data centres for AI. The report says that Australians, more than people in many other countries, express nervousness about AI, and that could lead to overregulation. There are no specific laws or regulations that directly regulate AI in Australia. The federal government is considering different reform options to mandate guardrails for AI systems deemed high risk, including introducing a new AI Act. The New South Wales government is investing more than $500 million in dealing with domestic violence, trying to fix what it says has been years of neglect in regards to the issue. The state budget, to be handed down on the 24th of June, will provide $227 million over 5 years for the state's victim support service. Another $50 million will be allocated towards measures to make it easier for victim survivors to give evidence in court via remote courtrooms, making sure they don't have to attend the same court complex as their alleged abuser. A hub will also be built to provide counselling, legal aid and financial advice to those impacted. It will open in late 2027. And if you or someone you know needs support, you can seek 24-hour help through a phone call to 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. Exit polls released on the second round of Poland's presidential election show the contest is too close to call. Official results are due later today. Two exit polls show the pro-European Warsaw mayor, Rafał Trzaskowski, very marginally ahead of the historian and former amateur boxer Karol Nawrocki. That hasn't stopped Mr. Trzaskowski claiming victory in front of cheering supporters in Warsaw.
This is truly a special moment in Polish history. I am convinced that it will help us all move forward like a torpedo and focus primarily on the future. This is what I was very keen on throughout this campaign, to tell all Polish women and men that I will unite, I will build, I will truly be the president of all Polish women and men, I will be your president.
Mr. Nawrocki says it is too early to call the election result, but he believes he will win. In the United States, multiple people have been injured in an attack in the city of Boulder in the northern part of the state of Colorado. Witnesses say a man threw bottles that apparently contained flammable liquid, which hit the ground and exploded in flames. A suspect is in custody and police are investigating what FBI officials immediately called a targeted terror attack. However, local authorities say it is too early to know the motive of the attack. Stephen Redfern is the chief of Boulder Police.
When we arrived, we encountered multiple victims that were injured with injuries consistent with burns and other injuries. There was a group of pro-Israel people that were there in a peaceful demonstration. I wouldn't even call it a protest. They were there in that area. We are looking and actively interviewing victims and witnesses to determine if that group was targeted or others, and we just don't have those answers yet.
In football, Joe Montemurro will be the new coach of the Matildas. He signed a 3-year deal to be coach of the national side through the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, a period which will also include the 2026 Asian Cup on home soil and the 2027 World Cup in Brazil. The 55-year-old Aussie was most recently coach of French side Lyon. He's previously coached English side Arsenal, Italian side Juventus and A-League side Melbourne City to Women's League titles. Montemurro's hiring ends the long search for a successor to Tony Gustafsson, who left after the Olympics last year. Interim coach Tom Sermani will coach tonight's game against Argentina in Canberra. Montemurro will take over after that, with his first game in charge being against Slovenia in Perth later this month. I'm Sunila Wasti. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.